Good evening. This is Patrick Donahue from Bible Crossfire. Matthew 25, verse 30 reads, "And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And then Jesus discusses the judgment day. According to this text, then, we must be a servant of Jesus. Not only that, we must be a profitable servant. Else we will be cast into outer darkness, H-E-L-L, on the judgment day. We will be lost. Many preachers will tell you all you have to do to be saved is believe in Jesus. But we all know there is a big difference in just believing a king exists and serving that king. So to avoid being lost, we not only must believe in King Jesus, Revelation 17:14, but we must serve King Jesus. And not only must we serve Jesus, but we must serve Him profitably. But just how do we serve Jesus profitably? As we've already noted, more than just belief is involved. We also must obey Him, as Hebrews 5:9 says, "And being made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him." So only those who obey Jesus will be saved eternally. And that would include obeying Him in baptism in order to become a Christian in the first place. Mark 16:16 reads, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned." But after we become a servant of Jesus, a Christian, how do we continue to serve Him profitably? Let's look at some passages along those lines. Hebrews 10:24-25 reads, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." The first thing we need to do as a Christian to be a profitable servant of the Lord is to attend church services faithfully. There, we worship God, learn His Word, and as this passage teaches, encourage others toward love and good works. If we are not doing that, we are not being profitable to the cause of Christ like we should be. Now, talking about learning from God's Word, we should study it daily. Acts 17, verse 11 says about the Bereans, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the Word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so." Studying God's Word is how we make sure we are on the right path instead of being led astray by false teachers, Matthew 15:14, and how we learn enough to teach others. That brings us to another very important point about how to be profitable to the cause of Christ, and that is trying to persuade the lost to become Christians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. Acts 8, verse 4 says about the whole church in that day that they, quote, "went everywhere preaching the word." How could one say they are profitable to the cause of Christ if they are not out at least trying to convert others to the Lord? One last point. We are not a profitable servant of Christ unless we are abiding in the teaching of Christ. What we believe, teach, and practice must match up with the Word of God, the truth, John 8:31-32. 2 John verse 9 confirms this by saying, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son."